Wages are a growing issue across the Czech Republic. The central bank sees wage rises in the next year or so as a tool which can push up inflation to desirable levels. Trade unions say their membership curbed their demands during the recent recession, but it's now time for companies to offer more from what is quite often double-digit profit increases. A sympathetic government is often caught in the middle. Vít Sámek is the deputy chairman of the Bohemian and Moravian Confederation of Trade Unions, and he explains the union's position to Chris Johnston.
Year to year, we observe a splitting of profit in companies, and there is clear tendency to give more money to shares, not to employees. So for us, it's now crucial to present this problem to our population country and to send a clear message to employers in our country and their owners. It is necessary to make or to do in reality equal treatment, because if we are going to any seminar conference in the West European countries, the equal treatment is a crucial point. Everybody says, yes, it is necessary to introduce in practice equal treatment, but it is not equal treatment if in some group, in the same group, like in Volkswagen Group and some others, they are quite different, and difference is very big between employees working in the same position in Volkswagen in Germany and in Volkswagen Škoda machinery here, or in Slovakia, in some other countries. So that's the problem for us, and we seek ways how to convince management of such companies that it is illegal, it is in contrary to conventions of the ILO, to directives of the EU. So that's our problem, how to convince managers, how to convince owners of such companies that it is necessary to change practice.
You gave the example of Volkswagen and Škoda. The differences there are like three or four times the difference in wages. I mean, is it realistic to suggest that the Czech wages should climb three or four times to the level of the German wages?
I don't know exactly if it is realistic, but it is necessary, yes, yes, because there are too many costs in Europe where the prices are practically the same. Energy, for instance, and that's the basic for households to pay bills, for instance, for energy, electricity, gas, and some others. For instance, now the minimum wage, €300 and something more per month. It's very low in Germany. It's five times higher. So it is for us, it's practically nonsense to believe that is wage. It's not wage. It's maybe contribution. Therefore, there are too many people going from the Central and Eastern Europe, for instance, to seek a job in Germany and some other countries. And when we are in conferences, at the conferences in Western Europe countries, there are people and saying it is not possible that too many people would like to work here. And we say, yes, it is practically like migration problem now. You need to help us to have the equal treatment and comparable conditions in our countries, and there will be no movement from so unreasonable movement from Central and Eastern Europe to West European countries, first of all into Germany and Great Britain and France, etc.
We talked about Škoda, that they're producing goods that are high value. There's a lot of investment in the machinery, etc. But maybe part of the problem in the Czech Republic is that many jobs do not demand high investments from the companies or many skills from the workers, and therefore that the wages are basically low because the value added is not very high. Isn't that part of the problem, and is that changing in any way with some of the new jobs and new investment that's coming in, or is it still fairly low skills, low value added, and low wages?
It's 50-50. Yes. There are some just Amazon and some other companies coming here. That's nothing for high skilled employees. But there is a potential in our country to have a developing centers and etc. There are some in some factories. There are in Škoda Machinery. There is research and there is a university of Škoda company, so there is a potential. We need technical skills, technical knowledge, but we have very low interest of young population to study such branches, such qualifications, etc. Now we have good relations to our employers, confederations, and now there is practically the a same move to discuss about activities of both parts of social dialogue to encourage people to go here. We need to have a specific educational centers called dual education. It means technical and common in one, and very tightly connected with companies and etc. So we hope that there is a chance to change things, but it's not easy. It is necessary to make many steps. One is the step in September when we are trying to organize special meeting. The topic is wages, but not isolated wages, yes, but wages in all relations.
And this meeting, can you give a few more details about it? I mean, is it a meeting with the government or a general meeting or more of a protest?
The idea is to get all together our people in trade unions, which are responsible for collective bargaining in concrete companies and branches, and discuss how to organize collective bargaining goals for collective bargaining 2016 and goals for our bargaining on tripartite level with government and representatives of employers on the state level. So the idea is to present problems, to present our views and to present our positions. Now there is a clear intention of current government to hire this level of minimum wage every year and to set up, that's the result of our tripartite discussion, is to discuss concrete program, not only for next year, but have a program. How big will be minimum wage in 16, 17, 18? The recommendation is to have a clear rule in our legislation, so therefore our managers will have knowledge, yes, for this year will be here, in a few years that. And the idea is to reach level of 40% of average wage or medium wage. There is a discussion if it will be to average wage or medium wage. So we try to have this as the first step, yes, because many systems of wage systems in companies are very tightly connected with minimum wage. And our idea is to have every year a higher wage, not only 3 or 5% as it was in the last years, but higher. For instance, for this year, government says 700 crowns for next year more, and we say minimum 1,000, yes, because if it would have this goal 40%, so it is necessary every year for mandate of this government 3 years ahead more than 1,000 crowns is necessary. And if it would be success in such topic, so it's a quite clear signal that there is a very good economic reason for higher wages more than 3 or 5%, which was the common rate in past years.
And the low wages in the Czech Republic, is that in a way a reflection also of the weakness of the unions in the Czech Republic over the last two decades? I mean, your membership has gone down, you're not as strong as you were. It's in a way a reflection of yourselves in as well.
Yes, that's true, but it's very difficult to change it, yes, because people are a bit frightened. After Velvet Revolution, people are frightening much more every day today than it was years ago. Yes, because in the era of communism, the only thing which was very positive for people was no fear of losing of job. Everybody has their his or her job. After Velvet Revolution, practically very rapidly was a new situation, and loss of employment was a quite new phenomena for people. There is a very weak will of youngsters in our country and young workers to become trade union members. We have a very often we are very often asked to help us from people who are not trade unionists, and they say, yes, we cannot set up trade union in our company because when there was a attempt to do so, the people were dismissed practically in the same moment where they say, yes, we would like to set up trade unions. So therefore, there are many people who would like to have a help of trade unions, but don't want to become trade unions and trade unionists. And that's the problem of our society. So maybe the future is without trade unions. Maybe we try to do new campaigns addressed for people. There are branches like machinery and etc. where the trade unionists are, trade unions are strong. For instance, in metal industry, it's clear. Interesting is that in educational system is a very good situation as well. But there are in small and medium companies, there are trade unions very weak. How to convince them that is useful for them? We have, for instance, quite clear figures. We may compare where there is company without trade unions and with trade unions. In average, there are 15% more in wages. Yes, that's advantage. But for many people, it's not argument.